Samani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Ashley, you sent us an email and said you think Brian is cheating on you, but you guys have been together for 2 years. So why all of a sudden?
Yeah, since like September-ish, he's been telling me that he's been going to the gym. And it's like he goes like 3 days a week after work. And I mean, he has a membership with the Y. Like, I've seen his membership card.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, at first I didn't think anything of it, but after a couple of months, I've noticed for going so regularly, he's like not toning up. He hasn't really lost any weight or anything. There's
my boyfriend
no
says
difference
the same
in-
thing.
This is interesting. So he's got a membership to the gym, but there's no results to show that he is going to the gym. So maybe he's doing something else. Is that your thought?
Kinda. And then, okay, so the other day we were in the car together. And we were listening to the radio, and your War of the Roses segment came on. And he was just, like, super against it and was like, you know, like, this is so stupid. Like, why do they bother doing this? And I just thought it was really bizarre, you know, why is he so against
almost defensive
cheaters? Yeah. So, you know, I had already sort of had my red flags, and then that just sort of tipped me over the edge. So something's going on. I don't know. Maybe it's something else that he doesn't want to open up to me about, or I don't know. But I'm sort of tired of whatever the lie is that's going on.
Hmm. Yeah, it's like that old thing where they say, like, if you're cheating, then you're always accusing your significant other of cheating.
Right.
Right? It almost like magnifies it. Here's the problem, though. If he's heard War of the Roses, he's going to know Loren. So what do we do?
We typically don't do these. That's,
yeah. Should Roy do it?
That's not terrible.
But I mean, or we can have just not do offer flowers, offer something else.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah. All right. Let's try it with Loren.
Okay.
British accent.
No, I can't do a British
accent. Australian.
Come on.
All right. Seriously, hold on a second. We're going to find out who he sends this, whatever Loren's whipping up over there. She says she's onto something. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
You sure you're ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello?
Hi there, I'm looking for Brian, please.
This is him.
Hey, Brian. I am calling from Gagroff. You shop at Gagroff, correct?
Yeah.
So, Brian, we went into our shopper's database and we're randomly selecting customers to get...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cyber Week gift cards. They're romantic gift cards, and you will choose who you'd like to give them to, and we'll call them next and tell them that they are getting a shopping spree on your behalf.
Okay. It's free or?
Yes. There is no charge to you. This is one of our promotions for Cyber Week, and a thank you to our customers.
Cool.
So it's a $100 romantic gift card. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I think I'd like to send it to Kendall.
Okay, Kendall. And we will call Kendall next. Do you have any messages for her that you'd like us to relay with that gift card?
Sure, yeah. Say it's been an incredible 2 months, and I hope you use this to buy something sexy, and I'll see it later.
Okay.
Really, Brian?
What?
Something sexy and you'll see it later. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's, Brian, what, that's not Kendall. That's
what
Ashley.
It's a segment called War of the Roses with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters like you.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, and we understand that you've actually heard of this segment before.
Yeah, this thing is so stupid. I cannot believe you would do this.
You're the stupid one, Brian. You're the stupid one who made me even think to call.
No, I can't even believe this right now. This is ridiculous.
Yep, it is ridiculous.
Brian, are you cheating? I mean...
It sounds like it.
Is Kendall somebody who you're messing around with behind Ashley's back?
Well, I mean, she's honestly a really, really good friend right now.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you just like to see you dress into sexy clothes.
Yeah, it's been an incredible 2 months. Hope you buy something sexy and I get to see it.
No, let's see. This is what happened. When you heard us do War of the Roses in your car, you knew you were cheating, and so you got angry because you didn't want to be caught, and it ultimately led your girlfriend to be suspicious.
Whatever. I don't want to do this.
Do you even really go to the Y 3 nights a week, or is that just a cover to go see Kendall?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, what all has she been telling
you? I don't know. You're not losing weight.
Did she say I'm not losing weight? Did she say that?
No, we said that. We asked her if you're losing weight or you're getting toned up. Would you be willing to come up here and step on a scale and we can match that to the weight that you were back in September?
Right.
Of course not. No, this is ridiculous.
Hmm. Yeah, that is probably a bad idea because what if he gained weight from the holidays?
And we don't know what his weight was.
He's cheating.
Ashley, we're sorry. Who is Kendall anyway and how long have you been with her? You might as well tell Ashley.
She's like a friend from work that we just started hanging out after. And, you know, I mean, like I said, really, she's just like a really good friend right now. It's not even, you know, I just thought she'd like it.
Well, listen, I hope that your really good friendship turns into a really good relationship with her. And I hope the two of you are very happy together because you deserve each other. I'm done.
Whatever. Fine. Whatever.
Thanks for helping.
More War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.